The Mennonite Central Committee is about to open a commercial-grade meat cannery in New Hamburg. Their goal is to produce 50,000 cans, or about 90,000 pounds, of meat in the first year to send to people who need it around the world. Michelle Brenneman is the executive director of MCC Ontario.
Well, around the world, natural disasters, displacement, wars, and conflict have all exacerbated food insecurity. Meat is a protein and often a staple in the places of for food where prior to those conflicts and disasters. And so they ask for that, both for the nutritional value that it provides as well as familiar foods to help restore a sense of normalcy. Last year, MCC, we shipped 658,790 pounds of canned meat to places like Chad, Cuba, Ethiopia, Malawi, South Sudan, Ukraine, and Zambia.
Brenneman says the New Hamburg meat cannery has been a few years in the making.
Meat canning is something that Mennonite Central Committee has been doing since 1947. There is a mobile cannery that operates within the U.S. that used to come to Ontario to two sites in Elmira and Leamington a couple of weeks a year. But when COVID shut the border down, that mobile cannery was not able to come anymore. And even after things opened up, the challenges of bringing that mobile cannery across the border and the regulatory approval required became insurmountable. So we began to look for another solution.
Doug Wagner volunteered with the mobile meat cannery when it was last in Elmira and will be volunteering at the New Hamburg site when it's up and running.
You know, the value of the work that MCC does around the world has been doing for a long time and is well respected in the efficiency of how they carry things out. And I'm in the process right now of semi-retiring, and I'm a person that can't just sit around. I need to have something to do, and this is local for me. I live in New Hamburg, and it's only a few days a month, which won't interfere with my other volunteer work that I do. So it seemed like a good fit. And you do need some local people that are more regulars that can oversee the other volunteers that come in, you know, just on an irregular basis.
Brenneman says the cannery will source the meat from Ontario meat plants. They will first focus on canning turkey and poultry, as this is the most universally accessible meat for most cultures. She says her organization is keeping an eye on the threat of tariffs from the United States.
Well, the way that we will do this is with Ontario meat, canned in Ontario, and then shipped directly globally to the places where it needs to go. So in that sense, the tariffs will not impact that piece. But we know that agriculturally and Canada will probably be affected by those tariffs. So we'll have to see what kind of impact that has. And then we also know some of the other news coming out of the U.S., particularly related to humanitarian aid, will also have an impact on the other end in terms of the needs and the growing needs of people around the world for humanitarian aid.
The cannery is in the final stages of sign-offs and inspections, and Brenneman says production should start by the beginning of March.
It can be easy to think that there's nothing that we can do when faced with such big needs, but this is an example of absolutely being able to make a tangible difference.
For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.